online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
EU leaders in Brussels have agreed the UK's divorce negotiations can move on to the second phase, which includes the future trade relationship. European Council President Donald Tusk made the announcement on social media. Sky's political editor Faisal Islam is in Brussels.
Prime Minister has responded to Donald Tusk's tweet. I think that there's a phone call that's happened or happening between Theresa May and Donald Tusk. Prime Minister said thank you to Presidents Jean-Claude Juncker and Donald Tusk. Today is an important step on the road to delivering a smooth and orderly Brexit.
Business leaders have welcomed the progress but warn a transition period must be agreed as soon as possible so firms can prepare.
KM FM News.
Loneliness is as harmful as smoking 15 cigarettes a day, according to a report triggered by research inspired by murdered MP Jo Cox. A commission set up by the mum of two before her death last year has also found it affects 9 million people in the UK. It's calling for a national strategy to tackle that. A man who died in a crash in Essex at the weekend has been named as a 36-year-old from Gravesend. Florin Sagan was killed in the collision in South Benfleet just after midnight on Sunday. Police arrested a man later that morning but still want to hear from anyone with dashcam footage. Victims of crime in Kent are being encouraged to think about taking part in a restorative justice scheme. It would involve them meeting offenders and having a conversation about what happened. More than 50 victims of things like burglary and assault have been referred to the service since October. Matthew Scott is the county's police and crime commissioner.
If you've been a victim of crime at any time and you want to try and understand why it is maybe you were the victim or you haven't been able to get closure or it's impacted upon you and you feel personally that this might help you, because it has to be victim focused and victim led, you can approach the service and they will try and facilitate something for you.
An investigation's underway after a man in his 20s was reportedly shot 3 times with an air gun in Snodland. He was treated in hospital after it happened in an alleyway behind Polyfield Close just after 10 on Wednesday night. A Chatham schoolgirl who had to give up dancing to have treatment for a brain tumour is hoping to raise awareness about the lack of money spent on its research. 11-year-old Poppy Eden discovered she was ill last year after suffering headaches and sickness. She's now fully recovered and getting back on stage at the Maidstone Panto Peter Pan, which opens tonight.
I want to get the word out what the symptoms are, how to find them, how to prevent anything worse happening, and just overall stop people from having such a long diagnosis like I did.
This year's series of Strictly Come Dancing is officially the most popular in the programme's 14 years on screen. The show so far attracted an average 11 million viewers every weekend in 2017.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Australia's cricketers have fought back against England on day 2 of the third Ashes test in Perth. They took the tourists' final 6 wickets for just 35 runs to bowl them out for 403 in the first inning. In reply, Australia closed on 203 for 3. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Have a Merry Christmas sale.